Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. Walter Payton Center. Extremely thrilled to present two fine athletes to you as new members of the Chicago Bears. Long process, an exciting process. Thrilled for these reasons. One, we were able to add a starting left tackle and upgrade at that position to the Chicago Bears. Two, we were able to add a weapon to our offense, another target for our quarterback, Jay Cutler. Three, being able to add at those two positions will open up the draft for us and the draft process to also add to the weapons of our team and the players on our teams to upgrade the talent base and our effort to win championships. Martellus is here with his wife, Ziggy, and his agent, Kennard McGuire. Jermon is here by himself today, but well represented back at home with his fiance Jessica and his son Jermon Jr. When I say long road, I also mean the long road that it takes to get players into the building to become Chicago Bears. And in the UFA market, that really starts back when they're college players. That's the background work that our college scouts do and do such a great job, not only identifying the talent of the player, but everything about that player in terms of his personal behavior, all the elements of his family, everything that involves his background. That all adds up when you come to this UFA market or unrestricted free agent market. The next step in that process on a yearly basis, when players come up at the end of their contract, is evaluation in-house by our pro scouting department, which is led by Chris Ballard, our director of pro scouting, Dwayne Joseph, and Kevin Turks, our assistant directors of pro scouting. It's their efforts that identify the players that we would target on during this process. The next step is our coaches getting involved, not only in the evaluation of our team to help us identify future needs, also to evaluate the players that are available in that market. It was a great collaborative effort among the coaches and the scouts, aided greatly by Cliff Stein, our lead negotiator during this process. At the end of the day, at the end of yesterday, all that work brought to fruition two outstanding players. Martellus Bennett, tight end, formerly of the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys, and Jermon Bushrod of the New Orleans Saints. Jermon's story is interesting. He's a former fourth-round pick, I believe it's a selection 125, during the draft of 2007. He didn't start right away, but he has started 62 of 66 games. A lot of attractive elements in terms of the player and the person. Been a Super Bowl winner, been on a Super Bowl team. That adds a lot to what we will have as far as a collective group in our locker room, not only from the offensive line standpoint, but from a team standpoint. Bringing somebody in that has been through a situation where you have won a Super Bowl adds a lot to the element of your team. Adds a lot, and it came back, I was looking over his college report information again this morning, and it talked about how he matured as an individual and was the guy at Towson that stepped up and was a leader on the O-line and the team. And that is, you know, obviously we have Aaron Cromer here, and that was one of the reasons he was brought here. That carried over to his professional life in terms of what he brought, in terms of very professional, strong work ethic, work habits, always working to get better at his craft. And these are the things that are beyond his very good athleticism and range as a pass protector. We felt that he was the number one tackle in terms of being able to react and counter to defenders' rushes. In terms of when a defenders would counter rush either the inside or outside, he was best among his class in being able to redirect his body, stay in front, and keep the defender off the quarterback against those type of rush moves, not only from a speed perspective, but from a counter perspective. Very glad he's here. And again, he adds great elements in terms of an upgrade at that position, a key position on the offensive line and team when you're developing a team, the left tackle position. We've got a high-quality athlete and a high-quality person. Martellus Bennett at tight end, as I said, formerly of the New York Giants, has gone through a career transformation in terms of he's taken a big step in the right direction and matured as a pro, and his efforts as a pro and on and off the field as a professional. We see a player with a high upside that is taking that big initial step, transition from college to pro. He's given proven production, had a very good year this year with the Giants, and he's done it in a high-stress, high-demanding environment from a fan perspective and just a media and a market, the New York City. We're excited about where he's going as a player. We're excited about what he adds to the locker room. One thing that interested me very much is I know he has a propensity to enjoy art, and he looks at things from a different perspective. Having an artist at home, being married to an artist, I certainly understand that perspective, and I'm glad that we will have elements within our locker room that will add to our total team effort. I think I saw a quote from Jay Cutler today about keeping the locker room loose. I certainly expect that from Martellus. And excited about that and his differences and his different personality and what it adds in a positive way. I'm also very excited about what he adds in terms of where he's growing as a professional and where he's going from there. Obviously, he's put his foot to the metal. That's why he was able to produce at such a high level last year. I'm excited to see that continued growth.